From Spark and Anvil and InkQuest, this is Yardstick in Chapter 1 of the InkQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Yardstick is an inchworm tween who measures everything because she learned young that a number by itself is just a lonely little thing that can't tell you a single true story. She wears a tape measure looped over one shoulder like a sash, and she carries a set of comparison cards. Out of what? Up from what? Compared to whom? Is that normal? She never lets a number leave her workshop until it's holding hands with something to measure it against. Yardstick teaches context, the reporter's yardstick. A number all alone means nothing, she says, inching along. 200 animals got sick. Is that a lot? A little? A disaster? A normal week? You cannot tell, not until you know. 200 out of how many? Up from what? More or less than usual? Most young reporters find a big, scary number and rush it to print, thinking the number is the story. Yardstick knows the number is only half a fact. A number without its context, she says, isn't information. It's a trap. It makes the reader feel something before they know anything.
Yardstick grew up in a garden of measurers, a family of inchworms who never said a thing was big or small without saying big or small compared to what. And young Yardstick once learned with a jolt how a bare number could lie without being false. She'd overheard that 10 trees fell in the storm and gone around alarmed, telling everyone the forest was destroyed. Then her uncle asked mildly, 10 trees fell, out of how many? And she didn't know. She looked. The forest had 10,000 trees. 10 had fallen. The forest was completely fine. The number was true, her uncle said, humping along a twig. 10 trees really fell. But you gave it no yardstick, so it told everyone a scary story that wasn't real. That's the sneaky thing about a number, little one. It doesn't have to be wrong to mislead. It just has to arrive alone, with nothing to measure it against. So the reader's imagination fills in the missing size, usually with the scariest guess. He'd looped his tape. So never hand anyone a bare number. Always hand them the yardstick, too. Out of what? Up from what? Compared to whom? A number with its context tells the truth. A number without it tells whatever story the reader most fears.
When Yardstick turned 12, she inched her way to InkQuest. Carrot, the head mentor, met her. What is context? The reporter's yardstick. Yardstick unlooped her tape. It's giving every number something to measure against, she said. A number by itself, a count, an amount, a percent, means nothing until the reader knows out of what, up from what, compared to whom, is that normal? My job is to never let a bare number reach the reader, because a bare number doesn't inform them. It just scares or dazzles them into a feeling they can't check. Context turns a lonely number into an honest fact. Carrot smiled. You are appointed.
In her tape-lined workshop, Yardstick loves to show it. Watch. She holds up a headline. Crime rises. 50 new cases this year. Scary, right? 50. But 50 out of how many? And up from what? She flips her cards. Turns out last year there were 48 cases, and this year 50. Two more, in a town of 10,000. Suddenly, crime rises, 50 cases, becomes crime holds nearly steady, up by two. Same true number, opposite story, because now it has a yardstick. Then she runs the tricks numbers use to fool you without lying. The bare big number, 200. Out of what? The raw count with no total. 500 got sick. Of how many? The change with no starting point. Doubled. From 1 to 2? the average that hides the spread, and the reporter's fix for all of them. Always attach the comparison. Ask on every number, she says, is that a lot? And never print it until you've answered, compared to what?
Isn't a number just a number? A student asked her once. Yardstick shook her small head, tape swinging. Never. It's just, is that a lot? Out of what? Up from what? A number's only true once you can measure it. She looked at her looped tape and her comparison cards and felt that neat, grounded satisfaction she always felt when a wild number finally had something to stand against. Not the cheap jolt of a scary headline, but the steadier, quieter gladness of handing the reader a fact they could actually understand. There was a fairness in it she loved, refusing to frighten or impress people with a lonely number, and instead, giving them the yardstick to see its real size for themselves. That, the number brought down to earth, measured, honest, was to Yardstick the difference between a fact that informs and a number that just yanks you around.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Yardstick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.